Well, we got a lot of work done today. It was one of our longer practices of the year. And, you know, I wanted to go this week because we had the off day yesterday. It fit nicely that we had such a good afternoon. So we got a lot done. We got a lot of banging. We got a lot of situation work. And I was originally going to go tomorrow morning, but we adjusted the schedule and we'll do practice in the afternoon. That'll allow a group of us here from the Browns to attend Garrett Reed's services in Philadelphia. So we'll race there for that, pay our respects, and then come back. And so I know I released a statement yesterday. It's hard to even think about what Andy and Tammy and the family are going through, losing a child. I can't even imagine. You know, as a father, it's got to be tough. And for those of us that knew Garrett, it's even tougher because we remember training camps when all our boys were out there as ball boys and helping out and being around. And so if you know somebody, of course, you have more memories. And so you just wish them the best. That being said, I know you all have been waiting for this, but Brandon Whedon will start the Detroit game, and he'll be our starter as we go forward here. The number two position will be determined based on how things play out here in training camp. So we've got 5 weeks to go before we play our first regular season game. Brandon, as you know, has been getting most of the work with the ones, so this isn't like we're just starting a development. We're just ramping it up now. So that's that. And I'm sure you'll have some follow-ups with that. And so I'll let you ask away here.
Just talk about, what Brandon has done to show you he deserves a starting job.
Well, we've watched him compete now through all the off season, now through training camp for more than a week here in training camp. I've seen him get a pretty good handle on what we're doing, although it's important to remember he is still a rookie, and there'll be some things that I've got to get cleaned up as we go. And I would say the same thing for Colt, Seneca, and Thad. I've seen them improve tremendously as guys that were here a year ago. So I feel better about our quarterback position. And now I'm going to tell you he's the starter. Okay?
Was it any significance that Wallace was with the twos today?
No, nothing significant. We're going to just keep mixing it up. I wouldn't read into that in any way. I spoke to all three guys separately. They're well aware of the situation, and it's been a very open and honest in terms of communicating through this, and they understand their roles right now, and they're going to all continue to compete.
Have the usual one quarter of action?
Yeah, I think we'll stay with that for the most part with the ones, one quarter or so, and then within that you kind of get a feel for how many plays are out there, if you can go through a quarter sometimes and just maybe get a couple of series and not many plays. So we'll get a feel for that. Then the guys will come in behind the ones and play the rest of it.
Has Colt told you he would prefer a fresh start somewhere else?
Nope. All Colt's told me is that he wants to compete and get better and help this team win. That's what he's told me. So, and I'm sure you guys will ask him.
And then what's going to determine who's the number two? As far as Seneca, obviously had more experience in that role so far, but Colt's younger.
I think we've got two guys here that could be our number two quarterback. So for me, it's a win-win at this point when you're comparing those two guys.
Who would come in the
Detroit
game first?
Well, I'll let that be probably Colt at this point will come in second. You got to give me a chance to write it down, Tony.
Normally, in the first preseason games, the first teamers don't get that much time, but you have a rookie going in there. Would you leave him in there a little longer?
No, I think we'll play him with the ones, and then how it plays out, and then we'll have to manage it a little bit. Typically, in your third preseason game, you play your ones into the third quarter, but of course, we all know that's our opener, Philadelphia. So It may play out this preseason just a little bit differently because of that in terms of playing time. But feels like we've had so much time to practice now because we had an off season. And then the way the practices are now structured, we're still getting a heck of a lot of work out here.
What were some of the aspects of Brandon Wheaton brings to the table in terms of his skill set that kind of set him above the other team?
Well, I think he's an outstanding thrower. He knows how to play the position. He's a good decision maker. And he's working through the progressions and understanding where the ball goes. He's accurate. And I think when he gets in the huddle, he's wired right to play the position. And so he's going to be our guy right now.
Schwartz and Gordon with the ones also?
Yeah, Schwartz will be in there, sure. And then the receivers, we'll rotate them in. You'll see numerous guys in there at one, you know, with Gordon and Mo and Greg Little and Norwood will be in there, of course. Forgetting a couple.
How excited are you to kind of see what Brandon can do? I know it'll be a short period of time against a defense, bad zone, live action.
I'm excited to see him and all our other young players compete. And it'll be a good test because Detroit has a very aggressive defense. They take pride in rushing the passer. And they're a playoff team from a year ago that has, you know, they've got things that they want to get accomplished this year that would go beyond just being in the playoffs, you know, much like the rest of us. And so it'll be a good test.
And you said all along that you would do this on your terms. Is this the way you expected it to play out around this time before the Detroit game? You would make your decision?
Yeah, I thought so. But, you know, along the way, you know, as you kind of plan on what and how you're going to do this thing, you got to see it kind of unfold that way. And I've seen Brandon and the other quarterbacks improve, and seen enough now. He's going to be our starter, and we're moving forward.
Coach, you said you talked to all three of them separately.
Yeah.
What did Brandon have to say? Did he appreciate the confidence?
No, I mean, I don't think he was surprised. I think we just had a very professional conversation, and you know, I told him that he was going to be the starter, and I expected him to act that way, and it's nothing new for him being in this position. It's just new for him here with the Cleveland Browns.
And when did that happen, this morning?
I talked to him this morning. We talked this morning.
And speaking of the young guys, can you talk about the way Travis Benjamin fights for the football?
Yeah, I think he's very aggressive to the ball, and he's done a nice job of catching the ball in traffic. Even when you're really fast, there's times when you're going to have to catch a ball around a defender. And he does that very well. Just by the nature of his build, you might think that might not be his strong suit. But right now, he's done a good job of aggressively attacking the football. That's all right. It's all good.
Brandon Jackson and Montero Harrison both playing well.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it all comes down to it, is there enough time or carries for both in the regular season?
Plenty of football left to see what those guys bring to the table.
I mean, as far as like in a game situation.
Sure, absolutely. I think we're going to be able to see what we need to see from both of those players. Guys that have played in games, and then guys that look different to me. You know, Montero's changed his body; he's healthy. Brandon Jackson's been a year in our system, and he looks healthy. So. They'll get their opportunities to carry the football for sure.
Montero's looked good through training camp so far. Yeah. But how important is it for him to have to take that beating of action game and improve his body?
Yeah, I don't know about taking a beating. I hope he avoids some of it, you know. But I think it's important that he gets in live action, you know. And of course, the runners in preseason don't get near the carries in live action that they will during the year. But the ones he gets need to be good physical runs, you know, which he's displayed out here. He's ready to do.
Did the rest being here change practice at all?
No, actually it was good, and I should have mentioned that. We had the referees in town. They'll be here today, tomorrow, and then the stadium practice on Wednesday. And it's the traditional three-day visit. They're just replacement officials. And so they're just like us. This is training camp for them. They're trying to get their game right. And I thought it was good today. Their presence out there was good. You know, we had them call the fouls. And then not mark them off. So they're working on their mechanics. They're getting it all right so that they can work together as a team. And it was good for them to be out here because our guys need that.
Do you think it would be a big difference if we played the
replacement guys are there week one?
I think I trust that whoever's officiating the game is going to do an outstanding job. I really do. And, you know, it's like anything. You deal with the situations as they're dealt. And, you know, I think they'll do a good job.
And we saw Mayab in there.
Yeah.
First time since Gokong went down.
Yeah, Kaluka. Well, I think he stepped in and played last year. You know, he's very quick. He's very instinctive. You know, he brings to the defense all those things that make him a good special teams player. He's a good tackler. You know, he's quick and he's good in coverage. So I think he'll be able to fill in and do a good job.
A couple more questions, guys. Once you name Brandon the starter, is there no going back? You know, because he's a rookie and he's a future.
Brandon's a starter and we're moving forward. You know, and I think that's the important thing. I think I'm not looking back.
Yeah, I don't mean like you should. I'm just saying it's kind of like we're committed to this guy.
And we're rolling. And then we anticipate he's going to do a great job.
At one point you said you wondered how Colton handled the news. Did you appreciate how he handled it when you talked to him this morning?
Every conversation I had with all the quarterbacks was very professional. As you might expect, you know, disappointed, but very professional. And, you know, I think that's what you can expect from Colt. I think he's handled this all very well. And so that's how it went. All right? Yeah, I don't know yet. I'll have to go in there and see what happened to him. I don't know. But he walked off, so that's good. All right. All right.
Thanks,
great. Thanks, guys.